Well, this is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger. Today's program features part of my conversation with Alex Rodriguez. He writes for the Chicago Tribune, where he's an editorial board member. Rodriguez says he developed his writing and reporting skills at Western Illinois University, and he was back in town late last week to talk to students. One of his stops was at the offices of the Western Courier, the student newspaper where he once worked. That's where I caught up with him.
We hear a lot about fake news. There are a lot of quite biased sites and even channels, media organizations out there. What advice do you have for news consumers to make sure they're getting factual information?
Very good question. You know, we saw this rear its head in the presidential campaign, and it was very unsettling. And if there was an upside to it, it was that it raised awareness about the problem of fake news. I think that so many people now get a lot of news through social media, through Facebook and Twitter. So when you see something, a news item come up on your feed, it's not that you have to summarily discount it, but just look at the source. Take a look at the source, and if it's a source that really has a poor track record for reliable journalism, for real truth-telling, chances are it's fake news. And so really it's all about, you know, looking at that source behind that news item and kind of vetting it and understanding, you know, maybe this isn't something that is an actual journalism entity.
Would you consider this the greatest threat to journalism today, this proliferation of fake news sites and highly biased media outlets?
No. I think it's an important issue. As I said, I think that now that we're aware of it as an issue, you know, our antennae have been, you know, pricked to it, and we can now start to be aware when we perhaps see it. As to what threats there are to journalism today, the first thing that comes to mind is, I have relatives in kind of a suburban part of Akron, and I see parts of America where, and that's this area included, where the local newspapers are really struggling. They have not made that transition to digital work, and their pages are getting thinner and thinner. The advertisement is just not there, and there are communities that are in danger of losing their local paper. And so from the standpoint of the value of community journalism and understanding what's happening in your own town or your own small city or what's happening in your school district, your library board, to not have that local journalism entity there to tell you what's going on, that's a loss. And we have to make election decisions at a national level, president and congressional, and we have to make them at a local level. And if we don't have, if we don't understand fully what's happening locally in our communities, we can't make intelligent decisions about the people that need to lead us on. You know, that city council or that education board. And, you know, those are important decisions because those are decisions that affect our families and the future of those communities. And I see that as a very disturbing development in journalism.
What's better about journalism today? Can you think of anything, even over the course of your career, that is better today than it's ever been?
One thing I think I see is, and you see this now with the online endeavors like ProPublica and Politico and others, this commitment to investigative work, to work that perhaps requires weeks, if not perhaps months of research, but work that's so valuable in terms of holding our public officials accountable. work that really just gets us deep into stories that about subjects that really matter, whether it's healthcare, whether it's our federal government, no matter what it is, and so I think the notion of that long form journalism, that investigative journalism, not falling by the wayside despite the troubles that print journalism has gone through over the last few years, but by the same token, getting even stronger. That's very heartening to see, and I'm hoping that continues to develop positively.
Have you seen any local-oriented sites that are similar to ProPublica, do that same sort of thing?
There are some worthwhile local efforts online that aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily have the same mission as ProPublica, but they do very important work from the standpoint of informing the community. One of them that comes to mind right away is something called DNA Info, which is Chicago-based, and they cover what's happening in the neighborhoods of Chicago, and it can be crime, it can be real estate, it can be, features, it can be, a variety of subjects, but at a neighborhood level in Chicago. And, I work at the Chicago Tribune, and we try to cover the neighborhoods as well, and I think we do a pretty good job of it. But, this is an effort to get at a micro approach to what's happening in the neighborhoods. And frankly, I think that's valuable. And it's strictly online. It's not print at all. And I know that it has good readership numbers.
What about citizen journalism? Do you like that idea, or are you concerned that that's going to lead to sort of more axe grinding or personal agendas rather than actual journalism?
Yeah, citizen journalism, I think the jury is still out on citizen journalism. My first concern would be someone trying to gather information about a given subject without a full understanding of those building blocks of journalism that we had talked about. And without that understanding, you're reporting and putting out some content that it's not just that it has rough edges, but it may have some glaring holes. And journalism ultimately rests on the credibility of its editors, its reporters, its photographers. And if there are credibility issues, well, then, people are going to look very askance at journalism. And so that's why I'm a little leery of citizen journalism.
Alex Rodriguez is an editorial board member at the Chicago Tribune. Prior to that, he was a foreign correspondent for the Tribune, and before that, he was part of a team at the Trib that won a Pulitzer Prize. Our regular panel will be back next week for more of Shop Talk.